to the City of Crystal podcast, a look at the issues and initiatives regarding the City of Crystal, a fully developed first-tier suburban community just west of Minneapolis.
Hello, I'm Crystal Mayor Jim Adams, and welcome to the 2023 State of the City for the City of Crystal, Minnesota. Thank you for your interest in our wonderful community. Crystal is unique in many ways. We have 14 close-knit neighborhood communities that enjoy the convenience of being near a large city. We fund our projects with cash and are working towards being a debt-free city. We have been working hard to keep our taxes affordable and transparent, and our business community is thriving with new business openings all the time. In 2023, our community will celebrate many recreational opportunities such as Crystal Frolics, Night to Unite, the Lions Corn Feed, and Winterfest. I am honored to be one of seven council members, all of whom share a love of Crystal and a drive to be part of its continued success. Our shared council goals include having strong, safe neighborhoods, a thriving business community, sound financial policies, and to be a welcoming and close-knit community for all. Let's start with strong and safe neighborhoods. The city provides code enforcement, rental licensing, inspection services, and more. In 2022, the city had $16 million in construction activity, and we expect even more in 2023. The city also partners with nonprofits like Senior Community Services to help with property maintenance issues for seniors. Our Economic Development Authority, also referred to as the EDA, provides grants to help homeowners with home improvement projects. Last year, it provided 87 grants, averaging $2,700. And our Park System Master Plan, completed in 2017, has been guiding park improvements and will do so for the next 15 years. The plan assures that new improvements are of high quality and align with neighborhood and community needs. For example, old park buildings are being replaced with small picnic shelters for neighborhood gatherings. In the summer of 2023, picnic shelters will be installed at Broadway and Crystal Highlands Park. Larger park facilities are also being improved. The disc golf course and dog park at Bass Creek Park are being upgraded this summer. And in Becker Park, new pickleball courts have replaced old tennis courts. Our Park and Recreation Commission hosts monthly meetings, four of which will be held at Crystal Parks so that neighbors and city staff can meet. This summer, meetings will be held at Winnetka Hills Park, Becker Park, Bassett Creek Park, and Kentucky Park. The Recreation Department also advances community health and well-being through parks and recreation programs and services, such as our free fitness in the parks, edible courtyard, swimming lessons, mindfulness walks, summer playground programs at Valley Place Park, and a wide variety of park amenities for self-directed play. And the city provides places for people to gather as families or as a community with options to rent picnic shelters and community center spaces. In the name of continued community safety, over the last few years, the city has reviewed traffic controls to make it as efficient as possible by installing flashing yellow arrows and making other changes. Our police department researches and develops strategies for violent crime reduction and expanded community engagement through social media and community events such as community forums, community police academy, and partnerships with youth and the school district. Through strong leadership and support, the police department has managed well the widespread staffing challenges faced by many cities. Crystal Police continue to provide 24/7 service with compassion, integrity, and professionalism. The West Metro Fire Rescue District is also on the job. Last year, they responded to 959 calls for services in Crystal, and management added a captain to their full-time staff. They will also be taking delivery of four new fire engines in 2023. This year is also the fire district's 25th anniversary on July 6th. They will host a community celebration that day, so stay tuned to learn more on the details. As a side note, I was the first class of recruits for West Metro Fire. That means, for me, personally, it's been 25 years of serving Crystal in one form or another. With the goal of supporting thriving business communities, the city boasts many new investments, including Crystal Vision Clinic, Adam Medical Group, and Crystal Suite Living. Bass Lake Road and other commercial corridors have seen facade improvements, brand beautification elements including flower boxes and banners, and a litter cleanup partnership with Sentencing to Service program. In addition to national chains and long-term local businesses, Crystal has a wide variety of new businesses owned by immigrants, women, and people of color. Thanks largely to those new businesses, Crystal's overall retail vacancy rate has declined from 10% to 5%, which compares favorably to our peer communities. Crystal also participates in Elevate Hennepin to help small businesses start and grow. The city continues to work with Hennepin County and Metro Transit to increase and improve transit options for residents. Sorry they have cut services. We are also trying to ensure the Blue Line extension will not be a burden to Crystal Police, residents, and businesses. Also, we believe private investment in our town center area along Bass Lake Road and West Broadway is not dependent on transit. The city supports events and activities such as Crystal Frolics, the Farmers Market, sporting events, aquatic center, and other large gatherings that bring people into our community. And the community center hosts many special events throughout the year, such as the State Stamp Expo, the Cat Show, the Gem and Mineral Show, worship services, and community meetings and more. As part of the council's goal of supporting sound financial policies, the city continues to prepare a biannual budget that looks forward 2 years. 1 year focuses on operations, and the next year focuses on long-term planning. We are also in our 8th year of working towards being a debt-free city, saving the city on expensive interest payments, and reducing our reliance on debt. As a result, we have successfully eliminated our need for new debt, which was our goal even before interest rates rose. The emphasis for the 2023 and 2024 budget is to provide effective and efficient services with no increases, and providing competitive wages and benefits to retain quality people, and to continue to invest in future capital needs, including parks and street improvements. Since 2018, the council has adopted a policy of not imposing special assessments. To date, more than 20% of the city was not specially assessed for street maintenance or utility reconstruction projects. These assessments would have been at least $8,000 per property. Crystal also does not charge franchise fees like many other cities. By restricting these less obvious forms of tax, we meet one of our goals of transparency on taxation. To reduce costs, our public works projects are built with maintenance in mind, making them more efficient and reducing long-term upkeep. For the next 100 years and beyond, the city's streets, water, and waste infrastructure plan will efficiently manage operating, maintaining, and ultimately replacing city infrastructure. And our long-term capital plan ensures effective management of capital assets to meet the needs of the community into the future. Furthermore, the Park System Master Plan provides a framework to prioritize park improvements, which help leverage grants and other outside funding. This includes Hennepin County Youth Sports Grant for the Fair School Park Soccer Field, the DNR Outdoor Recreation Grant for Becker Park Pickleball Courts, and this year, a Community Development Block Grant for the Broadway Park Play Area. Our strong partnerships and programs with other agencies help stretch city resources. Examples include the construction of the Metro Airport Commission's boardwalk with Three Rivers Park District and health and wellness funding through Hennepin County. We also made the community center run more efficiently by installing an upgraded dishwasher, digital HVAC controls, and new gym windows last year. A new parking lot that will improve stormwater management will be installed this year. Being a welcoming and inclusive community is also important to this council. We recently formed a 7-member Inclusion and Diversity Commission that will work to promote this goal and assist the council in fighting discrimination and uphold civil rights for all. Crystal also participates in the Just Deeds Initiative to help homeowners renounce discrimination restrictive covenants in their property history. Also, our community engagement team is embedded and working hand in hand with our police department to maintain strong relationships between the police and the community through volunteer programs like police reserves and community police academy. Other important initiatives include having Hennepin County mental health social workers embedded within the department as a resource for people struggling with mental health or chemical dependency. The Joint Community Police Partnership enhances the relationship between our police and the community by facilitating community meetings, organizing events, and providing training. And our Multicultural Advisory Committee, also known as MAC, promotes understanding between diverse members of our community and the police. These groups, along with other area police departments, facilitated a community forum last year to build on relationships. Another such meeting is planned this year with a focus on immigrants, people of color, indigenous people, and faith communities. Crystal is also working with Tubman to provide support for victims, survivors of domestic violence, sexual violence, and human trafficking. We also partner with REACH for resources to provide inclusion services so individuals with disabilities can participate in our programs, and with Equality to provide work opportunities for adults with developmental disabilities. Also, in the spirit of being welcoming and inclusive, the city has new park amenities designed to be physically accessible. These include play area equipment and rubber surface routes in Broadway and Welcome Parks, perimeter walking trails in the new dog park at Bassett Creek Park, and trails connecting park amenities in Broadway, Crystal Highlands, and Welcome Parks. The new parking lot at the community center has also improved handicap parking and pedestrian routes between the parking lot, baseball field, and community center. The city also provides and maintains numerous free and well-maintained open areas in our parks for community members to gather. And we translate a growing amount of printed material, park signage, and online information into different languages, primarily Spanish. We have programs and events to accommodate the needs of all ages, from preschool to seniors. We provide a community with healthy food access and nutritional benefits through amenities and services, as well as free fruits, herbs, and vegetables at the edible courtyard. Performers and food trucks at Crystal Frolics represent a wide range of cultures. Food assistance like SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, is available at the Crystal Farmers Market. Volunteers of America serve low-cost meals to seniors at our community center, and we work closely with AARP to provide free tax aid for seniors and low-income individuals. The volunteer tax preparers operate out of the community center on Fridays during tax season. To promote and discuss many of these initiatives, the city produces two informative community-oriented podcasts: the City Podcast, hosted with me and fellow council members and special guests, and Chief's Chat with Police Chief Stephanie Revering and Fire Chief Sarah Larson. In conclusion, I would like to thank you for taking the time to learn about our council goals and our wonderful community. We are proud of our accomplishments, and we look forward to keeping Crystal a wonderful place to live, work, and play. If any of our achievements, priorities, initiatives, or programs interest you, visit us through the City of Crystal website at crystalmn.gov.